This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The president has no use for Congress, apparently, on the issue of gun control, and claims he can go around it to impose some tough gun regulations.
I'm not on the ballot again. I'm not looking to score some points. I think we can disagree without impugning other people's motives or without being disagreeable. We don't need to be talking past one another, but we do have to feel a sense of urgency about it. In Dr. King's words, we need to feel the fierce urgency of now, because people are dying. And the constant excuses for inaction no longer do, no longer suffice. That's why we're here today. Not to debate the last mass shooting, but to do something to try to prevent the next one.
Whatever the impact on gun violence, the president's longstanding position on limiting the availability of guns has already made him the gun boom president, perhaps of all time. Look at Smith & Wesson's stock, up 850% since President Obama took office. The president will introduce new language into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives definition of what constitutes a gun business, essentially requiring sellers who do business on the internet and at gun shows to be licensed and forcing them to conduct background checks on buyers. Mark Kleinman is a professor of public policy at New York University's Marin Institute. Mark, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Is it the case that the president is going into the enabling legislation of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and tweaking that definition and then using it to say, all right, we're going to impose these regulations on these businesses?
Well, what the statute says is that if you're engaged in the business of selling firearms, you need a license. And if you have a license, you have to conduct a background check. What the president's doing is changing the definition of who's engaged in the business. Right now, somebody can sell at gun shows constantly and say, oh, no, this is just my hobby. No, I'm just selling for my private collection. So they're changing the rules to make sure that anybody who's actually in the business is defined as being in the business. And therefore, the key thing is has to do a background check. Right now, the law says if you're a convicted felon or some other categories, you can't own a gun and you can't buy a gun. And a licensed gun seller has to check your name against a register to make sure that you're eligible to buy before he sells it to you. But if you go to a private seller, whether at a gun show or someplace else, then that person doesn't have to do a background check. So that's a way that someone who's forbidden to get a firearm can actually get a firearm. And that's what the president's cracking down on.
How would this be enforceable? Would the license be revocable? Would then the individual not be able to show up at a gun show? Gun shows, it seems to me, don't particularly care about the paperwork of the individuals who come and set their wares up on tables.
Well, selling a firearm, not getting a firearm license when you're required to, carry some criminal penalties. And selling without doing a background check if you have a license carries some criminal penalties. And so that would be the enforcement.
Who keeps track of the background checks and whether they're done or not?
The background check system runs through the FBI, and the dealer has to keep a record of every sale and show that the background check was done. Again, that's part of what you get when you're a federal firearms licensee. I'm sure there will be some scofflaws who keep selling without getting a license, and then there'll have to be enforcement action against them.
If Congress takes issue with this on separation of powers grounds or Second Amendment grounds, whatever, do they have to pass a law which essentially says, never mind what the president just announced on TV, or does the Congress actually have to go into the definition of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives enabling legislation and amend it to say that this definition means this and only this?
Right. So they could amend the statute to better define what it means to be engaged in the business, and that would clearly be within their power, and it would be within the president's power to veto that legislation. They could also mess with the appropriations bill. So they could say the next time money is appropriated for a BATF, you can't spend any money to implement this executive action. That would probably happen after the executive action had already happened. So look, there are ways to get at it. The Senate could refuse to confirm the next director appointed to BATF. That's one of the things that the NRA has been doing for several years, making sure that agency doesn't have any leadership, and then they're able to criticize it for not having any leadership.
Finally, isn't it the case that regulations and definitions are put up for public comment and the normal laws are passed and then there's public comment and then there's a process? Would the president be violating that process by going in and just sort of tweaking it on his own without having the public comment?
As far as I can tell, there's no proposal to do that. I mean, I assume what's going to happen is that BATF will publish a notice of proposed rulemaking in the Federal Register. There'll be 60 days for public comment. There'll be 30 days for the agency to respond. Then there'll be a lawsuit. Both on substantive grounds and on procedural grounds, and the D.C. Circuit will have to decide it. But this seems to me so clearly within executive power that that seems not like an issue. It's also, I think, extraordinarily politically astute of the president to pick an issue. I mean, he proposed this as legislation, not just to redefine who's a gun seller, but to say – everybody who sells a gun has to do a background check. So if you're a private seller, you want to sell to me, we both have to go to a gun dealer and have the background check done. That didn't go through Congress, even though it has about 90% public support. So now the president has done something that he can do within his own powers. Every Republican presidential candidate is denouncing it and promising to undo it. The Congress is probably going to try and do something about it. And 90% of the population wants it done. So that seems to me reasonably clever.
Mark Kleiman is professor of public policy at the NYU Marin Institute. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
So if you could wave a magic wand, what changes, if any, do you want to see in U.S. gun laws? Austin, Texas, I would like to see every weapon in America registered. Each gun owner would be 100% responsible for anything that happened with their gun until such a time as they can legally transfer it to another. I'm not asking to remove any guns from people, just hold them responsible for the weapons they already own.
My name's John, and I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. We need to severely enforce the laws we already have. Punish the criminals, not their tools.
We always want to hear from you. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.